My first guest in this edition is former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen. He joins me now to talk about the state of the presidential campaign, especially in the battleground state of Virginia, which he knows so well. And Governor, it's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Well, Greg, it's great to be with you. It's an exciting day.
It certainly is. Apparently, we're seeing record turnout in many different parts of the country. Virginia, no exception on that front. Obviously, Virginia is getting a lot more attention than it normally does in recent presidential campaigns. The two campaigns have had a chance to get their message out for many, many months now. What do you think voters should focus on most as they make their final choice today?
I think what voters ought to focus on is what matters to them the most, and that is their opportunities in life, the taxes they have to pay, what the cost of energy may be for them, and their national security. And I think that if people who pay taxes, work for a living, and care about their families show up to vote, we'll be in good shape. Having been all around the state several times in the last during this campaign, and as recently as yesterday in the Shenandoah Valley, and then in Southwest Virginia, Northeast Tennessee with Senator McCain, and Senator Thompson was with us as well. Then we're down in the Hampton Roads area, then the Richmond area. Folks are fired up. I think both sides are fired up. But the two things that seem to be really catching on with folks is Joe the Plumber, who's maybe the MVP of this campaign. And he's someone who represents a lot of patriotic folks who are not selfish for wanting to keep more of their earnings rather than having them redistributed. And when Senator Obama said that such people are selfish, I think that rubbed people the wrong way. I would use analogies that, you know, most folks don't think the Washington Redskins would want to have any of their victories redistributed to the Detroit Lions. It just doesn't make sense. Then the other thing issue that has arisen just over the weekend was this statement by Senator Obama to the San Francisco media that his program, his energy program, would bankrupt the coal industry, and we'd have skyrocketing electricity costs. Well, for the Commonwealth of Virginia, we have well over 30,000 jobs that are related to the coal industry, from the mines to the equipment folks, to the railroads, to our ports, where we actually export coal, and most of our electricity in Virginia is generated using coal. And so I think anybody who's in the coal industry directly, or anybody who uses electricity, is going to say that's not the agenda we want for Virginia, for our families, or for our country. And so those are very important issues. And it'll be interesting also to see how the energy issue plays out in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, West Virginia, Missouri, Colorado, New Mexico, and others that also are important coal-producing states for our country's power.
A couple of quick follow-ups on what you just said there, Governor. Number one, with the story breaking as late as it did on Sunday into Monday, do you believe the McCain campaign and the Republican Party had enough time to spread the news that this, in fact, was on the Obama energy agenda?
I wish it had come out a few weeks earlier, to be honest with you, Greg. However, in every speech I gave, whether it was in the Shenandoah Valley or Southwest Virginia or Norfolk or in the Richmond area, I brought it up. I know Senator McCain was bringing it up in his speeches. Governor Palin was. And so we're trying to get the message out, because I think people really ought to know where the candidates stand, what are their agendas, what are their solutions, and who's going to be a help and who's going to be a hindrance. So everyone's trying to get the message out.
We've certainly heard that the state of Virginia has been won by Republicans in every presidential election since 1964, but it's a battleground state for the first time in a long time. What do you think is responsible for that? Is it changing demographics? Is it something specific about the Obama campaign, the condition of the country right now? What do you think makes Virginia a rare battleground state?
Greg, I think it's all of those factors. The part of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the regions that has grown the most and faster than the rest of the state is Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia has been generally more towards the Democratic side. A lot of people have moved from places in the North where they were Democrats when they were there, and they're Democrats when they move here. The other aspect of the Obama campaign, they've done well everywhere. They've given credit. They have motivated a lot of people. We feel like we're motivating a lot of people as well. There's a lot of unease and pessimism about the economy, and Virginia is no different than others. And you know, and people not happy with the president, not happy with Congress for that matter either. Even Congress has an even lower rating than does the president. But in Virginia, I think what you're going to see, and this does not show up in the polls, and that is we have a large military presence in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have the largest naval base in the world. Many of the men and women who are serving our country, they're on ships, they're in bases, they're in the Middle East, they're in South Korea, they may be in Germany, and they're going to be casting absentee ballots. Those soldiers and Marines are not necessarily getting called up by pollsters to say how they're going to vote. And there is one glitch or a major concern insofar as Virginia is that some of these absentee ballots were sent out too late. In other words, they're not going to get their ballots in. And those ballots, those votes of those who are serving in our country must be counted. And but I think what you're going to see in a presidential election is way more voting by those who are in our military services than you would see in a governor's race or an off-year election. So because they're ultimately voting for commander-in-chief, and I think that every indication is John McCain will get that support because he is clearly has the capabilities and the proven record to be commander-in-chief on day one.
Well, what have you mentioned on the national security front in your stump speeches, and do you believe the ticket's been hurt at all by the fact that the economy has overshadowed national security and just about everything else on the docket?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Greg. When I was running in 2002 and narrowly lost, in 2006 and narrowly lost, by far the number one issue was antipathy towards the president and the military action in Iraq. That has subsided by far now. The number one concern is the economy. Now, while people may be concerned about the economy, I think that ultimately they'll be saying, all right, who has the best agenda to rejuvenate the economy? And I think that most folks think it's not a good idea to be raising taxes when you have an economic downturn. And John McCain's views of doubling the tax exemption or increasing tax benefits for those who have families that have children really resonates very well. The same with him wanting to reduce capital gains and dividends. That matters a lot to retired folks, and also reducing the taxes on small businesses. And then you compare that to Senator Obama's view of calling such people selfish for wanting to keep more for their earnings rather than have them redistributed. The energy issue in Virginia is particularly important because it is a national security issue. It's an economic competitiveness, jobs issue, it's a balance of trade issue, and it's something everyone understands. And the anti-coal policies of Senators Obama and Biden, great people the wrong way, whether you're in the coal fields or anywhere else in Virginia. Then you have the other aspect that John McCain is for, allowing states, if they so desire, to explore in deep water off their coast. And Virginia, for the last 5 years, has been trying to get out from underneath the federal moratorium. Senator Obama and Senator Biden are opposed to that. And John McCain and Sarah Palin are for it. And Virginia would get about 37% of the royalties, which could be used for roads and transportation and keeping in-state tuition affordable.
Governor, right around convention season, Virginia in virtually every poll was not only within the margin of error, but basically deadlocked. Then it seemed that Barack Obama was extending a lead. Now we're seeing it shrink back within the margin of error. What are you noticing, if anything, in terms of momentum at all these stops you've made in the last few days?
That's a good point. You never know with any of these polls being accurate. It's like trying to determine whether the tide is coming in or coming out. You can't just look at one wave washing up. You have to look at about 100 of them. And whether it's in Virginia or whether it's Florida or Ohio or North Carolina or a lot of Missouri and other states, what you're seeing is that there is a shift towards John McCain.
Last 30 seconds before we let you go on a busy day here. Governor, obviously you spent some time in the United States Senate. That's the other major storyline today, is what kind of margin Democrats will have for at least the next 2 years. Paint a portrait for our listeners, if you can, about what would happen if Democrats have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate as well as control the White House.
Well, I think people have been looking at that, Greg, to be honest with you, and it's a worrisome prospect because the first thing they'd ram through would be what is called card check, but it would do away with private ballots. Everyone voting across our country have secret ballots, and what the union bosses want is to be able to intimidate free workers to decide to unionize workplaces. That would be awful. It's against basic civics, And that's one thing they'd ram through. They'd ram through tax increases. They'd ram through energy policies that would bankrupt the coal industry and have skyrocketing electricity prices. We'd have no exploration off our coast. We'd be more dependent on foreign sources of energy, as well as higher taxes. And people know for darn sure that if Senator Obama is President Obama, he'll be able to put through liberal activist judges who will legislate from the bench. So whether it's energy, whether it's the economy, whether it is judges, and then the other thing is the worry that they're going to cut national defense, as Barney Frank said. And we're in the midst of a war. We can't be showing that America has lost its nerve. It would encourage our enemies and I think also discourage some of our allies in future efforts to win this war against these vile, hate-filled terrorists.
Well, Governor, I know it's been a very busy day for you. Thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Pleasure's all mine, Greg. Thank you.
Absolutely. Former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen, this is Dateline Washington.